Good morning, my dear people of God. What a beautiful day and what a lovely morning. And we thank God for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. A very short verse, but a very, very powerful scripture that Apostle Paul wrote about his own life. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, a personal sense of purpose works in two ways. First, we work on it, then it works on us. I repeat, first it works on us, on it, and then it works on us. It's very, very important. A personal purpose sense of work. It's very important. Once Paul had determined his life mission, that purpose daily improved his attitude. In prisons, shipwrecks, beatings, through trials and debates, Paul kept on smiling because of his strong sense of purpose. He understood that people can either surrender to their circumstances or they can surrender to a cause that is so great their circumstances won't matter. When we surrender to our circumstances, we have good days and bad days. We are at the mercy of what happens to us. When we surrender to a cause or purpose, we have good days wherever we go. The purpose never dies. Paul's attitude helped his purpose go forward. Then his purpose helped his attitude go forward. His attitude helped him conclude that it didn't matter what happened to him or others, so long as the mission continued. And that is why he could make that statement. He says, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. What a profound writer and an eloquent orator of the Word of God. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to have the same zeal and the passion. We need to have that purpose, a personal purpose that is bigger and greater than our circumstances. We do not live through our circumstantial evidences. We live through the power of Christ. We live for Jesus, and He is greater, bigger. That is why those apostles were willing to die for Jesus. All of them, they were martyred, barring Apostle John. All of them were martyred for Christ. My question to us would be, what would be your honest response is this? What are you living for, and what would you be willing to die for? Good question. Ponder over it and live for Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are on the land of the living to give glory to God, to give honor to Jesus, to give praise to Jesus. O Lord God Almighty, once we go down to the grave, then we cannot praise you. I pray, Abba Father God, as long as we are alive in the land of the living, that we will live for you. O Lord God Almighty, as Paul could say, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So shall we be also able to say the same. For us to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Abba Father, I pray that today give us that resolve, give us that determination in our mind. Lord, encourage us, fortify our mind with faith, bless us, lead us, guide us, and uphold us with your right righteous hand, O God, that we will, O Lord, stand firm on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And more than that, we will win many souls for Jesus. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your flock steps out to the jobs and the businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. And Lord God Almighty, prosper them in all their ways. I also pray for the ones who are sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.